Ewan, let's give the people what they want. People just want things to watch at home.
They
anything.
Do?
They don't need to have a theme. What should we watch?
Okay, so we're doing 7 each? No.
No, 2 each.
I stream. You stream. We all stream for, well, whatever. It's time for Cube Critics.
Right. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Little England. Have you seen this?
Have I seen? I've lived it.
Oh, no. Little England. It's a Greek
movie. Oh, that's
movie.
Little Britain. Little
that's
Britain.
Little Britain.
That's Little Britain.
Little England.
No.
I don't think you've lived Little England.
I hope. Well,
Little
yeah.
England is about a pair of Greek sisters who live on an island that's called Little England because it's very prosperous. Island amongst the other islands, and the men are always going out fishing and then coming back with their riches or their money and their or their fish, and leaving the women alone. And the two sisters are both in love with the same man, Spiros, but one of them keeps it a secret from everybody, and it follows them through a few decades of their lives in the 30s and 40s. So it's between wars, and it is about mothers and daughters and secrets and passions, and it's gorgeously shot. It's just beautiful film. And it is based on a novel that was a best-selling novel in Greece and was written by the wife of the director.
Ah.
And it became a
so
big hit.
So it had to be good or there was going to be big trouble.
Or there's going to be big trouble. And the woman who plays the woman that secretly loves Spiros and nobody else knows except her and Spiros, Orsa, is gives just this wonderful, quiet performance that leads to one of the great screen breakdowns of all time. It is a wonderful, emotionally laden sob fest, and I love Little England.
Oh, also, you really just love sob fests.
I do love a sob fest.
Oh. Someone was complaining to us that we don't talk about TV.
Okay, well, let's talk
about TV. I actually have a couple of TV things
okay.
here.
Okay, what's your first
one? Well, the first one is relatively recent. Have you seen Alias Grace?
I haven't. I started watching it, but I started watching it at 1 in the morning. I fell asleep. It was not the fault of the TV show.
No. So this is the Sarah Polley adaptation of the Margaret Atwood novel from, was it the 90s or something?
Yeah, it must have been the 90s, something
and
like
it
that.
Was right about the time that she actually wrote The Handmaid's Tale.
It was just shortlisted for the Peabody.
Yeah, okay.
A prestigious award.
Yes, and it is the story, that it's a novel based on the true story of Grace Marks, who was a woman who immigrated to Canada from Ireland, from Ulster. And she and a man were accused of these sensational murder of two people in a farmhouse. And this is back in the 19th century. And they were both sentenced to death. He was hanged, and then her sentence was commuted, and she was placed in an asylum. And this is the story of a doctor, one of these newfangled doctors of the mind, coming to try and work out what really happened, whether she really is a murderer or whether there is something else going on. And so we get to hear Grace's story as she tells it to him. But there's a lot going on in this this tale, because we don't know really how true she is. Is she playing him? Is she really a victim of circumstance? Because, of course, life as a domestic servant back then was not good.
No.
And there's a good chance that she was being abused both by her employers, and she had grown up in this horribly dysfunctional family. So we get to watch this unfold. And Sarah Polley is just a great storyteller, and if you don't know her work, she was a child star.
She's a great filmmaker.
Yeah, she was a child star as an actor, and has made an incredible documentary, which actually, in a way, goes back to this, called "The Stories We Tell," about her own life and things that happened to her because of a very distinctive family family situation. And she's made a couple of great dramas, including Away From Her, which is about a woman with Julie Christie, the great Julie Christie, who is suffering from dementia. And then there was Take This Waltz.
I love Take This Waltz. Which is, I did not like Away From Her, but I love Take This Waltz.
Take This Waltz, which is Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen, of all people. And Sarah Silverman's in it, too.
She is.
It's a story about a disaffected woman trying to work out whether she wants to stay in her relationship or not. And it's just, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
All right, so that's three that you've mentioned. If not four.
Right.
Yeah, so
you
wrap
saw
it
that
up.
But anyway, Alias Grace is really
good.
Thought-provoking and gives you a little insight to Canadian.
It's a TV show, right?
Yeah, it's a series. There's, like six episodes or something like that. So.
That's doable.
Yes.
I can do that.
Very much so.
I'll do that. The Invitation. Have you watched this?
I don't know.
It is a... I know.
Remind
it's such
me.
A,
remind
a,
me.
It's such a dull name. You're like, I don't know. Maybe
and,
I saw
and
it.
I'm sure it's been used like seven or eight times.
Karen Kasuma directed it, and she directed Girl Fight, and she didn't do anything for quite a while, and then this came out in like 2013 or so. And it doesn't star... The biggest star in it is John Carroll Lynch, who I know you love.
Oh, yes.
And then other than that, it's...
he's also a very tall guy, so he's literally a big star.
Yeah, he is. And Michiel Wiesman, who played... Danny's boy toy in Game of Thrones, and Tammy Blanchard, who I saw on Broadway once, but you wouldn't know her from that because you weren't with me watching her on Broadway once. Anyway, so not any big stars in it. And so The Invitation is about a couple who are, you find out that they hadn't seen each other in 2 years. They'd been broken up. They're an estranged couple or divorced. Not together anymore, and they get in. The man gets an invitation from his ex, asking him to come to a dinner, and it's this fancy dinner in their old home that's in the hills in L.A. and it's beautiful, like well off home, and they're having a lovely meal, and all their old friends are there. They had a group that they'd hung out with, and the wife had gone to Mexico for a couple of years, and she has come back with a new husband, played by Michiel Wiesman, and then John Carroll Lynch shows up as a friend also that also was in Mexico with them, and they have gone through some kind of, you know, some kind of wellness center, or they've got some kind of a spirituality that they're following now, and they want to talk to everybody a bit about it while they're having dinner, and the husband, the strange husband, just doesn't feel right about this because it's his ex, and then he starts getting more and more paranoid, and it's this weird thing where you don't know if you're watching a reliable or unreliable narrator because you really are watching it from his point of view, and it gets more and more tense, and it's in a very small, it's all in that house, that one house, and it is a creepy movie that just ratchets and ratchets and ratchets up the tension. Really good movie. Invitation.
So we've got Sobfest and Creepy.
And the weird tie between them, Karen Kasuma's husband wrote the screenplay. So it's like a flip off the other one.
Wow. It all comes together. Have you watched Skins?
No, I never have.
You never have.
I don't want to watch high schoolers. It is high schoolers, right?
Well, I tried once.
And I don't know. I don't care. High school.
Skins, if you didn't know it, was a series which ran for six seasons. And there's actually two versions. There's the UK version, and then there's the US version. The US version got shut down after a season.
It was very abbreviated.
It was very abbreviated. But this went for six seasons in the UK. And what it is about a group of friends who are in actually a college. They're kind of high school age, but they've finished with high school, and what they're doing is they're trying to get the qualifications to get into university. So it's the kind of sixth form college type
thing.
And they're doing this course for 2 years. So you get to follow a cast for two seasons, and then they all move on, and then you get to see another cast for two seasons. And the what was, I won't say revolutionary about this series, but it was set in Bristol, which is in the south coast of England. And while they had professional writers creating the script, they also had a council an advisory council of young people of this exact age, telling them what they should be writing about and then advising them on the scripts. And so what you end up with is a series where each episode focuses on one individual in the cast, and there's a lot of them. And they all, of course, have their own individual problems, and you get to kind of burrow down into that issue. Meanwhile, there's a storyline, basically, as you're going forward through their school year. And they touched on all sorts of stuff, from mental health issues, suicide, drug abuse, sex issues, gender issues, all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly pointed what they do. They don't shy away from difficult issues. And it was very, very, very popular. I actually became kind of addicted to the series, just kind of, what are they going to do now? And then it got a little melodramatic at points, but then, you'd move on to the new cast. So what is particularly interesting now, though, is that particularly the kids who were in the first couple of series have gone on to become big, big stars. The biggest one being Dev Patel, who played this goofy Indian guy who was trying to work out exactly what his place was within both his family and within his peers. Yeah, he was in it.
I only knew the one that dated Jennifer Lawrence was in it.
Yeah, Nicholas Holt.
That's his name.
Who went on. But then also we have Hannah Murray.
And who's that?
Hannah Murray is the woman who plays Gilly in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm looking her up. I know her. She was also in Detroit.
Yeah.
She's with the Northern Tribe. She has a little baby with her father.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and then from the second series, there is Kaya Scodelario, who was the female character in The Maze Runner.
Mm.
And, of course, Joe O'Connell, who is in Godless at the moment, but he's been just...
Oh, he's the one everybody loves.
Yeah.
Or at least Angelina Jolie does.
Yes. And then, of course...
Okay.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, I didn't know that's where he came from.
He started
He's a star.
And then went on to, of course, Get Out and Black Panther.
Why did they call it Skins?
This is a reference to cigarette papers, which young people apparently use to make marijuana cigarettes.
The moment you said that, I was like, oh, okay, no.
Yes.
That. Okay. All right, so Skins.
Skins.
Good.
And, it's interesting actually looking back particularly at that first season, thinking, who are going to be the stars here? And you would not have picked out any of them, apart from maybe Nicholas Holt is going on.
Yeah.
But he is definitely not the biggest one. No, it's very interesting.
All right.
So,
thank
there
you.
We go. We have
All right. So I recommended The Invitation. That's the creepy dinner party movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Little England, not Little Britain, completely different.
Which,
Little England is the Greek sob story about the sisters in love with the same man, the very hot Spiros. Very different from Little Britain.
Little Britain, which is very, very, very rude.
Yes.
Very funny.
And you recommended Alias Grace what, six others?
Alias Grace and Skins.
Oh, but what are the other ones by Sarah Polley?
We also have Away From Her, Take This Waltz, and Stories We Tell.
Stories We Tell is amazing.
Wow.
If you haven't seen that documentary is incredible.
It'll make you think about your entire family history.
Yeah, super cool.